This presentation will explore why recently the retail industry has been experiencing what some have called a bloodbath. You hear that all the time, right, when you pick up the newspaper. We plan to address the current retail landscape, some notable bankruptcies and their outcomes, the changing micro and macroeconomic realities for retailers, some of the strategies being pursued by retailers in distress, and the mystique of going out of business sales, plus various other thorny issues, legal issues we sometimes confront in retail chapter 11. So first, let's put some data behind what we are constantly reading, that there's a financial apocalypse in the retail sector, unlike anything we have seen in recent times. Adam, will you walk us through a few slides and tell us, is this true or is this just hype?
Sure, thank you. The past couple years, we've seen a huge spike in retail bankruptcies, liquidations, and closures. There have been a number of companies that have actually foregone the bankruptcy process and just closed their doors and reached agreements with their landlords and creditors outside of court. Within court, though, we've seen a huge spike in filings. Some have managed to come out the other end and successfully reorganize through store closures, debt for equity exchanges. Some of those are larger cases like a Rue 21, Gymboree, Payless.